right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Eric McAtee, right-hander out of Stetson University, makes his seventh start today for the West Virginia Black Bears. Four of them, and this will be the fourth, have come in the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule. Across both halves, his record 0-1 with a 2.81 ERA, 25 and two-thirds innings. He has allowed 10 runs, 8 earned on 18 hits, 31 strikeouts to 9 walks, an opponent's batting average of just 200. Last time out against Frederick 7 days ago, he pitched 5 innings, allowing 1 run on 4 hits and a walk. Struck out 5, but did not factor in the decision. Austin Rocaforte, Connor Hex, Parker Cadoux starting things off for the Spikes here on the artificial turf surface of Kendrick Family Ballpark. Turf from pillar to post here. It is 325 feet down the lines here, 375 feet to the power alleys in left and right center, 400 feet to dead center. And us, and Eric McAtee, rather, to the top of the mound to meet Austin Rocaforte. Rocaforte now batting 275 with a 370 on-base percentage, 2 doubles, a triple, 9 runs batted in, and we're underway here in West Virginia at 4:02 p.m., and today's first pitch brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in St. Collin for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. First pitch fastball followed by another fastball for a strike on the inner half. 1-1 to the righty, Rocaforte. Spikes back in their red jerseys. They've worn them every game of this series. They've won the first two, so why stop a good thing? Gray pants as well for the Spikes with the blue stripe running down the side. Rocaforte laces this one into center field for a base hit. So a leadoff single for the Spikes. Catalyst at the top of the order. Austin, 4 of 8 in stolen base attempts this year. And Cooper Hext coming to the plate. A .293 batting average, but a .404 on-base percentage. A slugging percentage of .573. And he leads the MLB Draft League in extra base hits with 13 of them, including 7 doubles, 4 triples, and 2 homers. First pitch, fastball is low for ball 1 to the lefty Hext. Cadoux, a left-handed hitter in the on-deck circle. Then it'll be Cam Buford, Kyle Russell, and Knox Preston in the middle third of the order. McAtee out of the stretch. Rocaforte leads off first. JT Marr holding him on there. Throw to first. No tag. Austin dives back safely. Austin Ball, Grant Norris, Josh Spiegel rounding out the batting order for the Spikes today. Third baseman McGuire is up. Guarding against the bunt, but Cooper Hex takes a strike at the letters. 1-1 the count. It is Marr at first base, Chris Heineman at second, Kasten Furr at short, Connor McGuire at third on the infield for West Virginia. And the 1-1 to Hext. Bounces in, blocked by the catcher, Ryan Graybosch. No movement by Rocaforte off first. It's ball two. Outfield for the Black Bears this afternoon, T.J. Williams in left, Alex Vergara in center, Jeff Lecori is in right. And the Spikes red jerseys featuring State College across the front in the light gold outlined in blue. Gold numerals on the back outlined in blue. And, of course, those Josiah Vieira memorial patches on the right sleeve of these jerseys. Pitch down and away. Ball three. Blue caps with the deer head logo on the front for the Spikes as well today. Manager Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Lastings Millage coaching at first. 3-1 pitch to Hext. Upstairs, ball four. So Rocaforte with a leadoff single now moves to second as Hext draws the five-pitch walk. And the first two runners are on this afternoon, so Parker Cadu is coming up, and he's going to get the sign from Tim Battle in all likelihood to drop down a sacrifice bunt. He did so successfully in the first inning last night when it was the reverse. Rocaforte had drawn the walk, Hext with the single. Let Cadu in the left-handed batter's box. McAtee comes set. A look to second. And the pitch, and indeed, bunt is shown, but the pitch high and away for a ball. And the last four pitches all outside the zone for Eric McAtee. 1-0 the count. Cadu batting .322 with a .354 on base percentage. Four doubles, three triples, eight runs batted in. He shows bunt again, and again the pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Corners are up. They're expecting the bunt. Middle infield playing back just in case they can turn two. The 2-0, Cadu shows bunt, draws it back. Fastball clips the outer edge of the plate for a strike, 2-1. Lights are on all the way around, but not needed here and probably won't be needed over the course of the game, but just in case, they're on nevertheless. Two balls and a strike. The pitch, Cadu shows bunt, draws it back. Outside for a ball, throw down to second, bounces for the shortstop. Has to hustle over and snare that one before it can bounce into center field. Rocaforte stays at second, Hext at first, and a 3-1 count now to Cadu. See if the bunt's still on. He does show bunt and pops it up. Third base side, now the count is full. And I think the bunt's going to be off now. Well, Parker has one sacrifice bunt, two sacrifice flies this year. And the pitch. Outside ball four, so Cadu works the walk. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out, and there'll be no bunting for Cam Buford here. The right-handed hitting left fielder batting .275 with a .350 on base percentage across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. Two homers, 22 ribbies. 20 of those RBIs are in the second half of the season. He's now tied with Changyun Lee of Mahoning Valley for the second half lead in that category. Spikes will be visiting Mahoning Valley tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. All three games at 7:05 before coming back home for the next seven straight at Medler Field at Lebrano Park beginning on Thursday. 12 home games remaining on the 2024 schedule. Cam knocked in a run last night. Swings of the first pitch here, a miss. 0-1. Almost a changeup there from Eric McAtee. Rocaforte at third, Hext at second, Cadu at first. Good speed all around. McAtee getting the sign from Graybosch. He'll go from the stretch with the bases loaded. And the 0-1. That is low, ball one, fastball. 16 pitches so far for Eric McAtee. Only six have been in the zone. One ball and one strike. First baseman Marr is playing even with the bag. Everybody else is back. Middle infield at double play depth. 1-1. Upstairs a ball, 2-1. No score so far here in the top of the first, but the Spikes are threatening. They had bases loaded, no outs last night, of course, in the fourth inning when they looked to really break open what was a 3-0 game. But Eli Majic got out of that jam. Ended up a 3-2 win for the Spikes. The 2-1 pitch to Buford. Swung on and missed. Tailed away from him that time, and it's 2-2. That's the cut fastball from McAtee. The set. And the 2-2. Buford lines this one to first. It actually got snagged by one of the West Virginia players on the bench. There's an opening in the middle of the dugouts. It was A.J. Stinson, the reliever. Good thing he's wearing the mitt. He snagged that one, but he's ineligible to make the out. Not banana ball we're playing here today. 2-2. And the pitch. And Buford slices this one toward the right field corner. Back goes LaCorey. He'll make the catch. Runners tag from second and third. Rocaforte scores. Hext makes third. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Cam Buford. His 21st RBI of the second half of the MLB Draft League season, putting him into the league lead. And the Spikes take a 1-0 lead. Here's Kyle Russell now, the shortstop out of Washington State. Russell batting 309 with a 397 on base percentage, two doubles, seven runs knocked in over his first 20 games in a Spikes uniform. First and third, one out. McAtee delivers. Down and away for a ball with a cutter. This will be the last visit the Spikes make here to Kendrick Family Ballpark this season, but there goes the runner to second, Cadu. The pitch is down and in for a ball. Throw to second, not in time. Hex did not take off from third there, but it'll be a stolen base for Parker Cadu, and now second and third with one out. And the count is 2-0 to Kyle Russell. Two balls and no strikes. McAtee set at the midsection. And the 2-0 pitch. That is up and in, ball three. That's 23 pitches now for McAtee. Nine in the zone. Three balls and no strikes. With first base empty, Knox Preston on deck. And the pitch, that's a strike. Fastball right down Broadway. Now a 3-1 count. Three balls and a strike, the pitch. Down and in, ball four. Went with a four-seamer that time, but missed, and that's the third walk of the inning. The bases are now loaded with runners who have reached on a walk. And here is Knox Preston, who's been outstanding this year in all aspects. 298 batting average in the first half of the season. But a 468 on base percentage across both halves. And the second half in particular, he's been great. Up for the fourth time this year with the bases loaded. And the pitch outside for a ball. He has been hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. And he has walked with the bases loaded, knocking in two runs. Officially 0 for 1. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. But here in the second half, he has knocked in 13 runs, batting .333 with a .463 on base percentage. Here in half number two, five doubles, a triple, and a home run. The 1-1. That's in the turf, blocked by Gray Bosch. No movement by the runners. Ball two to Preston. With Austin Ball to follow. We're in the top of the first inning. Spikes already leading 1-0. And with the bases loaded and one out, looking to extend that lead. And they've already given Chris Schull the distinction being the third straight Spikes pitcher to take the mound with the lead to begin his start this weekend. The 2-1. And Preston slams this one toward left field. Williams going back on it. He makes the catch of the fence. Tagging from third is Hex. He'll make it. Cadu takes third on the play. Russell holds at first. Sacrifice fly for Knox. Preston will make it a 2-0 lead for the Spikes. And he gave it a ride. 94 miles an hour off the bat. Went 344 feet. But he needed it to go about 346. As Williams made that catch right in front of the Spikes bullpen where the fence is see-through. Spikes bullpen beyond the left field fence. Black Bears out in right field. And now here's Austin Ball. First baseman back in the starting lineup tonight. And the first pitch to him is a strike. Fastball at the knees. Ball hitting 219, but with a 393 on base percentage. Five doubles, a homer, and 15 runs batted in. 2-0 State College. Cadu leads off third, and the pitch upstairs deflects off the mitt of Gray Bosch. Dashing for home is Cadu. He'll make it. Russell moves up to second. It's 3-0 Spikes. I believe that'll be a wild pitch to bring the run in. The Spikes only have one hit. Austin Rocaforte's leadoff single to second. Three walks, a stolen base, two sack flies, a wild pitch, and now taking off for third is Russell, and he will make it with absolutely no throw whatsoever. He was almost at third by the time McAtee threw to the plate. Second stolen base of the inning, and Russell gets a big dose of congratulations from Tim Battle for that one. It is a wild pitch that scores Cadu. 2-1 the count to Ball. He bounces this one to the right side to a knee. First baseman Moore flips to McAtee coming over to cover, and the pitcher wins the race to the bag to end the inning. But McAtee spiked the baseball into the ground afterward as State College scores three runs in the opening frame on one hit, one runner left on base. 3-0 Spikes as Chris Schull takes to the mound for State College. For the bottom of the first inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Chris Schull, the right-hander from Lubbock Christian, makes his seventh appearance of the season, his second start. And while the numbers might not look so great, 0-1 record, 17-6-1 ERA, 7 2/3 total innings. Really, a lot of that lies in his first two outings. First time out against Frederick, his debut, he was charged with 6 runs in 2/3 of an inning. His first start, he was charged with 5 runs in 1 inning of work. against Williamsport, and a couple of those were in his second inning of work, though he did not record an out. But if you eliminate those, he has allowed a total of 4 runs over his last 6 innings, which is not so bad. That's only a 6 ERA. And really, for Chris, it's the walks and the hit batsmen. And again, 12 walks, 5 hit batsmen in his first 7 2-thirds. You take the first 2 outings out of the equation, that number reduces to 5 walks and 0 hit batsmen. He struck out 3 in the same frame. T.J. Williams leads things off. Still the MLB Draft League's second half batting leader, the left fielder, batting .393 as a Black Bear. He takes the first pitch up and in. Carrying a 13-game hitting streak, longest active streak in the league. 4 doubles, 2 triples, 2 homers, 12 RBIs. He also leads in stolen bases for the second half with 10. And he takes ball too low. 2 balls and no strikes. And Chris Shull has an electric fastball. The key for him is operating within the strike zone. 2-0. There's the strike, and there's that pop on it. You can hear it. Knox Preston is the catcher tonight, and Knox probably the most veteran of all the catchers on the Spikes roster. And Josh Spiegel's done a lot of catching himself, but both of them really have a great rapport. And Manny Jackson, a fine catcher as well. But he is still working at his craft as the pitch up and in for ball 3 to Williams. Manny's been a terrific performer for the Spikes, though. He's really made great strides in every aspect of his game while he's been here with the Spikes. The 3-1 is lifted foul. First base sign deflects off a seat. And the count is full to Williams. Caston Furr, Jeff Licori to follow. Alex Vergara, Connor McGuire, JT Marr, the middle third of the order for the Black Bears. Shull looks in, wind up in the 3-2. Fastball and a called strike 3 just above the knees. That bodes well for Chris Shull's outing today as his first strikeout is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Here's Caston Furr now. Furr was a pinch hitter on Friday night. Or actually, a defensive replacement on Friday night, I should say. He did start yesterday, went 1-for-4 with an RBI single. He takes a fastball for a strike on the outer edge, 94 miles an hour. And the 0-1 from Shull. And this is lifted in the air to right field. Rocaforte gets the read on it, makes the catch, chest high, 2 away. 3-0 lead for the Spikes, and that has to bolster the confidence for Chris Shull as well coming to the mound. Obviously, knowing that you have a little bit of cushion out there is a great help to a lot of pitchers, especially starters. You know you can make a mistake or two early on in the game, and you can still have your team in the lead. Here's Jeff Licori now, who was the big offensive producer for the Black Bears last night, went 3-for-4 with a double, which knocked in a run. He scored a run himself as well. And the pitch, that's outside, ball 2 to Licori. Holdover from the first half of the MLB Draft League season. Licori in the second half. As the pitch is a strike over the middle portion of the plate, just above the knees, 2-1. Batting .267, 7 doubles, 2 homers, 13 runs batted in, a .286. On-base percentage in the second half. And the 2-1 is grounded up the middle into center field. A base hit. First of the day for the Black Bears. The 2-out single from Licori is his 4th hit of the series. And now Alex Vergara, the batter. Vergara was a pinch hitter last night. Struck out looking to end the game. Friday, he started in center field. Went 0-for-3 and was hit by a pitch, but he gave the ball a ride to center field, and Cooper Hext made a tremendous leaping grab at the center field wall to rob him of extra bases. Now Licori leads on first. The pitch from Shull to Vergara is a strike. And with the breaking ball on the inner half of the plate, 0-1. 3-0 Spikes. Each team now with a hit here in the first. Schell out of the stretch now with a man on. And the pitch homeward. Swing and a miss. Fastball 94. Austin Ball at first base. Parker Cadu at second. Kyle Russell at short. Grant Norris at third on the infield for the Spikes. Outfield is Cam Buford in left. Cooper Hext in center once again. And Austin Roccaforte is in right. And the 0-2, LaCorey bluffs the steal. Sharp grounder to third, taken by Norris. He'll go to second for the force play to end the first inning. 5-4 the putout. And for the Black Bears in the first, no runs on a hit. One runner left. End of one here at Kendrick Family Ballpark at State College 3, West Virginia nothing on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Grant Norris starts off the second inning for the Spikes, will be followed by Josh Spiegel and Austin Roccaforte. The first pitch to him is down and in for a ball. Norris getting his first appearance of this series. Grant, the former Penn Stater himself, 191 batting average, but a 339 on base percentage. He has a double and four RBIs in 18 games, and the 1-0 swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. 3-0 lead for the Spikes here in the finale of this three-game series. Spikes looking for the sweep after winning the first two contests by the score of 2-1 on Friday and 3-2 last night. The 1-1. That's low and slips past the catcher, Graybosch, but it's simply ball two. Black Bears in their black jerseys today. Script Black Bears across the front in black, outlined in gold and light blue. Numerals on the lower left with the same shading, and bigger numerals on the back, same shading. 2-1. Here's a grounder pounded towards first, taken by J.T. Moore. Actually, it is Moore, and he'll step on the bag at first for the out. Momentarily, I thought there had been a replacement, but there was not. That is J.T. Three unassisted for the two who are teammates this spring. The Nittany Lions squad that made it all the way to the finals of the Big Ten tournament. Just one run shy of making an improbable run to the NCAA regionals. Here's Josh Spiegel now, the DH. Spiegel was a key defensive component of last night's win as he takes a strike on the inside corner. Went 0-for-3 at the plate, but it was his alert play in the seventh inning, his doggedness not giving up, drew an interference call, and then a laser of a throw to second base for an inning-ending caught stealing, and he laces this one into center field for a base hit. 96 off the bat, Spiegel with a one-out single. And that is Josh's second hit of this series. He's batting 256 for the Spikes with a 360 on base percentage coming into the game. That improves a few points with that hit. A double, a homer, five RBIs as well. Now Austin Rocaforte, who singled to center field to start the game, up for the second time. Right-handed hitter. Most recently of Lamar, also out of Houston Christian, and the pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Of course, speaking of Penn Staters, several Penn State baseball players, as well as several other Penn State student-athletes graduating yesterday at the summer ceremony, and really all this weekend at the Bryce Jordan Center. So congratulations to all of them. I know Carson Coles is on that list. Pitch in tight for strike one. Actually clipped the corner on Austin. 1-1 the count. Also want to extend our congratulations to Bobby Marsh, who got his degree from Penn State, Belfont, Pennsylvania's own. As the pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Now Bobby will be continuing his collegiate career elsewhere. He is transferring to the University of Miami, but does have that Penn State diploma. And it was great to see him back in Happy Valley, back in his home area, playing at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, a place where he won a PIAA State High School title with the Belfont Raiders. And the grounder on to third, taken by McGuire. Throw to second for one. On to first, in time, double play, and the inning is over. That's the 16th double play. The Black Bears have turned on the ground here in the second half in their third of the series. No runs, a hit, nobody left. End of an inning and a half. 3-0 State College. You're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom of the second inning, 3-0 Spikes here. Joe Putnam along with you at Kendrick Family Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. This ballpark shared by the Black Bears and the West Virginia Mountaineer baseball team. And, of course, in just a few weeks, the Penn State Nittany Lion football team will be starting its 2024 season down here in Morgantown at Milan Puskar Stadium against the Mountaineers. Pitch a strike on the outer edge to start the second inning for Chris Schull. As Connor McGuire, West Virginia third baseman at the plate, next offering a fastball low and away. 1-1 the count. And of course, the Spikes will be hosting the Black Bears for a series the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday prior to that Saturday noon battle with the Nears. Some great things in store. Thon night on Thursday, and there might be some other interesting things going on that Thursday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park as the 2-1 to McGuire fouled away first base side. 2-2. McGuire re-entering the starting lineup after not appearing in last night's game. A .283 batting average, 5 doubles, 10 runs batted in, a .359 on base percentage in 16 games, and the 2-2 fouled away to the right side. Schull looks in for the sign from Preston. Has what he likes. The 2-2. Lifted in the air, center field. Cooper Hext is there. Makes the grab. One gone in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring JT Moore to the play. The erstwhile Penn Stater batting 259 as a member of the Black Bears. His ninth game in a West Virginia uniform. He has notched three doubles and three RBIs. On base percentage, a robust 429. Left-handed hitter against the righty Shull. Chris into the windup. His first pitch to Marr is outside for a ball. 3-0 State College here in the bottom of the second. All the runs in the opening frame for the Spikes. Pitch high and away for ball two. And, of course, the Black Bears, by the way, will be the opponent this coming weekend at Medler Field. LeBron will park another long weekend to the ballpark with a four-game series. And this pitch line towards center field will drop in front of Hex for a base hit just beyond that blue outline of the state of West Virginia with the West Virginia University WV logo embossed on top of it. Inlaid into the turf here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. By the way, that name a new one. A playing surface called Wagoner Field. Major contributor to the WVU program, but also the Kendrick family referring to the family of Ken Kendrick, the managing partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who also made a sizable contribution to WVU athletics. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Former name of the ballpark, Monongalia County Ballpark, which refers to the county we are in now. But renamed this offseason as Marr after the one-out single. Leads off first. A pitch to Kendall Yule. Swung on and missed. Makes the count 1-1 on Yule, who last night went 0-3, was hit by a pitch, was caught stealing as well. 259 batting average, 444 on base percentage for Yule. Two doubles, a homer, and three RBIs. And the next offering is swung on and missed. High fastball got him to go. 1-2 the count. Shull so far with 27 pitches, 17 strikes. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned 18 double plays on the ground here in the second half. And the pitch, fastball just inside. 2-2 to the righty Yule. Ryan Graybosch on deck for the Black Bears. Wearing their white pants today. And the black caps. And the pitch, up and in for a ball. Taking up for a second is Marr. Throw down, tag applied, he is out. It was a bouncing throw from Knox Preston, but Parker Cadoux able to apply the tag in time. And there are two away as the first runner caught stealing of the day. Two, four on that one. 3-2 the count. Pitch to Yule, foul back to the screen. Now the base is empty with two gone. David Carpenter trying to get the running game going. And so far in this series, West Virginia 1-2 in stolen bases. Of course, Josh Spiegel had that strong throw yesterday. Knox Preston with a good one this afternoon as the 3-2 breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Second strikeout for Chris Shull, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. No runs, one hit, nobody left. End of two, 3-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Top of the third inning, Connor Hext, Parker Cadu, Cam Buford. The 2-3-4 batters due up for the Spikes. Beginning with Hext, who drew a five-pitch walk his first time up. Came in to score the Spikes' second run. 3-0 lead for State College. And Hext shows bunt on the first pitch from McAtee here in the third. It's outside for a ball, 1-0. McAtee with 44 pitches today. 20 of them have been for strikes. Able to elicit a 5-4-3 double play as the Black Bears went around the horn in the second. Now here's a bouncer to the left side, cut up by the third baseman McGuire. Throw on to first in time. One away. Did not have a whole lot of force behind that grounder, and McAtee has been able to induce contact. All of his outs after two sacrifice flies by the Spikes in the first have been on the ground. Here's Parker Cadu, who walked, stole second, and came in to score on a wild pitch in the first. McAtee will stay in the stretch here with nobody on, and the pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-0. .88 on the cutter that time from the right-hander. And that one high and away as well. McAtee, one of seven players back from the first half roster for the Black Bears, along with fellow pitchers Ryan Sleeper, who started Friday night's game, Alex Brewer and Christian Womble. Called strike on the outer edge, 2-1 to Cadu after a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Ryan Graybosch and Jeff LaCorey, both in the starting lineup for the Black Bears today, both first-half holdovers, as is Jack O'Dowd, the first baseman who is getting a respite this afternoon. 2-1, that's a strike on the outer edge. 2-2 the count. One gone here in the top of the third. Bases are empty. 3-0 lead for the Spikes. The hit count even at 2. And there have been no errors so far today. 2-2 delivery. Swung on, popped up. Left side of the infield, third baseman McGuire gives way to the shortstop Furr in shallow left. He makes the catch for the second out. Don't forget, the Spikes are back home Thursday, American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, as we wend our way toward the AHA's Heart Walk on October 12th, which will take place in Medler Field at LeBron O. Park. You can be part of all the fun on Thursday night. And find out how you can be part of the Heart Walk as well and help the battle against heart disease. It's all sponsored by PSECU. It's also a Thirsty Thursday. Dollar Beer Night returns every Thursday in August, a Thirsty Thursday with $1 12-ounce select beers and $2 12-ounce craft beers available from 5:30 to 7:30. Cam Buford takes a strike down and in. Now sends this one down the third baseline, but foul. Diving after it was McGuire. 0-2 the count. Get all the information on all the promotions coming up this next weekend and for all 12 remaining home games on the Spikes 2024 schedule, and get your tickets as well at statecollegespikes.com. Ticket office will be open tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday from 9 to 5 as well, 9 a.m. to the end of the game on Thursday.
0-2 the count, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, Cam lays off. 1-2 the count, Buford with a sacrifice fly to right field his first time up, knocking in his 21st RBI of the second half, putting him into the league lead in that category for the second half amongst all MLB draft leaguers. The 1-2, that is cued foul behind home. Ryan Graybosch just guarding in case that one did not hit the bat. Came back so quickly, he wasn't sure, so took caution there, but it's still 1-2. It was a foul ball. Chant of Let's Go Black Bears goes up amongst the crowd. And the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Swept one by him. Low and away, and that is the first strikeout of the game for Eric McAtee as he sets the spikes down in order in the third. But it's still 3-0 State College going to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Chris Shull into his third inning of work on the hill for the Spikes, and it's the first time he's been able to do that this year. But, again, the key has been keeping the ball in the strike zone, and Chris has been able to do that today. 31 pitches, 19 strikes in his first two innings, two strikeouts already, and he faces Ryan Graybosch, Chris Heineman, and T.J. Williams here in the bottom of the third. 8-9-1 batters in the West Virginia order. Starting with Graybosch, the catcher. And the first pitch to him here. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge, 92 miles an hour. Graybosch went 1-for-4, scored a run on Friday night. He did not play in last night's game. And the pitch, down and in for a ball, 1-1. 233 batting average, 270 on base percentage across both halves. Again, he's one of those holdovers. 11 RBIs in total across both halves of the season. He sends this one deep to left field. Buford going back. Hext as well. Ricochets off the wall in left center. Graybosch settles into second with his second double. All right, check that. His fifth double of the year. And it's the third hit of the game for West Virginia. The first for either side that has gone for extra bases. 99 miles an hour off the bat. And Graybosch now in scoring position. The Spikes leading 3-0. And here's Chris Heineman, the West Virginia second baseman. Batting 174, but with a 309 on base percentage, a homer and two runs batted in. Graybosch not a stolen base threat. He has not attempted a steal yet as a member of the Black Bears. And the first pitch, Heineman shows bunt, draws it back. Pitch is low for a ball. Cutter that time from Chris Shull. One ball, no strikes. Knocks Preston, the catcher. Corners now playing up on both sides of the infield. 1-0 the count. Scholl delivers. Heineman shows bunt again. Does drop it down. Picked up by Scholl. Fires to first in time. Moving to third is Graybosch. And I think that time Heineman has been a tremendous defensive player, just trying to do what he can, make sure that the runner moves up. That's his third sacrifice bunt as a member of the Black Bears. 1-3 the put out on the sacrifice. And now Graybosch just 90 feet away from putting the Black Bears on the board. And T.J. Williams, the left fielder, is up. He struck out looking against Chris Scholl in the first inning. 3-2 pitch right above the knees, perfectly placed by Scholl. And that got him going on the right foot. Fastball down and in. Now three hits against Chris Scholl, two strikeouts, but no walks and no hit batsmen. One ball, no strikes. Scholl to the plate. And this is swung on, sent into center field. Heck circling underneath it. Graybosch will tag from third on the catch. The throw to the plate will not be in time. It's a sacrifice fly for T.J. Williams. And it's now a 3-1 ball game. Williams contributing his 13th RBI of the year. And Graybosch comes in, but now the bases are empty with two outs. And the old Earl Weaver saying comes to mind, if you play for one run, one's all you're going to get. Kasten Furr is 0-1. He flied out to right field his first time up. But still, what was a three-run game is now a two-run game. And the pitch, fastball just missed inside, ball one. Into the windup, the 1-0. Fastball in tight, ball two. 3-1 State College here. Black Bears have now out-hit the Spikes 3-2, thanks to Graybosch's leadoff double. 2-0 pitch, a liner leaping in the air. Parker Cadu comes down with it, and he got some serious height there. We've seen him do that before at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, but he's taking the show on the road here, robbing Kasten Furr to end the third inning. One run, one hit, nobody left for West Virginia in the third at the end of three. 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kyle Russell fouls the first pitch of the fourth inning back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Next offering from Eric McAtee is a strike. over the outer edge of the plate, 0-2. 3-1 lead for the Spikes as we go into the fourth inning. Two hits for State College, three hits for West Virginia, no errors for either side. All three Spikes runs came in the first inning, and the 0-2 to Russell, sliced towards center, but right in line with Alex Vergara, who makes the catch. One gone as Eric McAtee has now notched six straight outs, starting with the inning-ending double play in the top of the second. We remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Knox Preston at the plate, sacrifice fly to left field, his first time up. West Virginia's run in the third inning on T.J. Williams' sacrifice fly. There have been three sack flies so far in this game, and the first pitch to Preston, breaking ball for a strike over the inner half. 0-1 to Knox. Righty-righty matchup here. McAtee delivers. It's grounded on to third, scooped up by McGuire. Throw across the diamond in time, two away. And we are also in the midst of the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Here's Austin Ball, the left-handed hitting first baseman. He grounded out to first with the pitcher covering back in the first inning. No action in either bullpen. It's Scholl and McAtee here in the fourth. And the first pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. McAtee has gone at least four innings in all of his appearances in the second half. Last time out, he went five against Frederick. He's ramped it up. Four innings, 4 2/3, five innings. And the pitch, that's outside for a ball. He made three appearances for the Black Bears in the first half, all in a starting role. He actually began the season June 11th with five innings of one-run ball, eight strikeouts in that appearance. And the pitch foul back to the screen, 2-1 to Austin at the plate. And then ramped back up once he came back to the Black Bears for the second half. And, of course, there's a lot of pitchers I think that loved working with David Carpenter in the first half, so he's been able to hang on to several of them, whether they're from West Virginia University or have come in for the summer. Here's a grounder down the first baseline and just past the mid of Marr down the right field line. Around first is Ball. He'll slide into second, and I believe that'll be a double. And for Austin, that'll be his sixth double of the season. Slipped that one just inside the bag. Marr made a diving attempt but could not get to it. And now runner in scoring position for Grant Norris with two outs here in the top of the fourth. The third hit of the game for the Spikes. It is a double. So each side now with an extra base hit as well. And McAtee comes set. Norris 0-for-1 with a ground out to first. First pitch to him here. Fastball for a strike on the inner half at 91 miles an hour. McAtee with just one strikeout so far. He has struck out at least four in every second half outing. The 0-1. Pounded off the plate, and McAtee has to come off the mound, but does glove it. Toss to first is in time, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit. One runner left on base. 3.5 gone here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. State College 3, West Virginia 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
is the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, OneStop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes. The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
3-1 Spikes as they look for the sweep here in West Virginia. Chris Shull back on the mound to face Jeff Licori, Alex Vergara, and Connor McGuire. Joe Putnam along with you here at Kendrick Family Ballpark as the Spikes, 11-10 in the second half, enter the day 3.5 games back of Trenton for the MLB Draft League's second half lead, with Mahoning Valley currently in second. First pitch of the fourth inning for Shull, down and away. Next offering a fastball, also down and away, to Licori, who notched the first West Virginia hit of the game with his single in the first. Shull has not often fallen behind 2-0 in this game. And the pitch, that's a strike over the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Got off on the right foot. He has not walked a batter yet today, and that has been key to his success. Spikes leading 3-1. The 2-1 pitch to Licori is cued foul, third base side. Now it's 2-2. And around the rest of the MLB Draft League today, two other games in progress. Mahoning Valley is actually down big to Frederick. It's 8-1 keys in the bottom of the seventh inning there, so the Spikes could gain some ground on Mahoning Valley, entering their three-game set with the Scrappers, starting tomorrow night at 7:05 at Eastwood Field. 2-2 pitch bounces in, blocked by Preston. Nobody on. It's simply ball three to fill the count. Meanwhile, second-half league leader Trenton in a scoreless tie with Williamsport, top of the fourth inning at Jury New Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Grounder to the right side and into right field. And Licori with a leadoff single here in the fourth. His second hit of the game, the Black Bears' fourth as a team. That'll bring Alex Vergara to the plate. The center fielder bounced into a fielder's choice to end the first inning. And the first pitch sails over Vergara's head to the backstop. And on to second goes Licori, first wild pitch of the afternoon for Shull, and it's ball one. That one just got away from him that time. And it slipped out of the hand. I mean, it came in at 80, so I think he was meaning to do something else with that baseball. And the second pitch to Vergara upstairs for a ball 2-0. And Knox Preston is going to head out to the mound to have a chat with Chris Shull. A runner on second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the meeting on the mound, a brief one. It will count as the first mound visit for the Spikes, but Knox Preston gives a nod at Nick Sear that understands the situation. He's just trying to settle Chris Shull down a bit. 2-0 the count. And Shull now to the plate. That one, a fastball just low. 3-0 the count. LaCorey leading off second. Shell set at the letters. And the pitch in tight, ball four, and that's the first walk he is allowed in the game. So first and second, no outs. And this might be the first big test for Chris Shull in this one. He's passed a couple of other hurdles. But now it's Connor McGuire to the plate. And McGuire had flied out to center field his last time up. And we'll see what Shull does here. And the pitch, a bunt shown by McGuire, withdrawn. It's outside for a ball, 1-0. Now, David Carpenter right now looks like is employing the same strategy we've seen out of Tim Battle. It's a two-run game, but he's trying to put both runners in scoring position and have two shots at that. The 1-0, McGuire shows bunt again, puts it down. Shull off the mound, but his only play is to first. Cadu comes over to cover. And the out is made, 1-4 the putout. Sacrifice bunt for McGuire. Second sack bunt of the game for the Black Bears. But LaCorey moves up to third, Vergara to second. Now J.T. Marr, who has one of the four West Virginia hits, is up. Marr singled in the second inning, then was caught stealing. And the pitch homeward. Just outside for a ball. 1-0 on the changeup from Chris Shull. That's a measure of confidence that Shull has. That he started off Marr with a changeup. 1-0. And the fastball outside as well. 2-0. And this may also be just a case of with first base open, skipping past Marr to get to Yule. 3-1 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. Shull sets, and the 2-0. And Marr grounds this one onto second, taken by Cadu. He's going to fire home, but it's not going to be in time. It's going to be a fielder's choice for J.T. Marr. Now Cadu tried to make the big play, but instead, Vergara will move to third. Marr will get credit for the RBI, but it'll be a fielder's choice, not a base hit, because he would have been thrown out at first base. Nevertheless, it makes it a one-run game, and there's still only one out. Now, Parker Cadu made a stellar offensive play to end the third inning, and there he was trying for it all. And not quite there is Yule in the right-handed box. The tying run is now less than 90 feet away. And Shull to the plate. Swing and a miss. Cut fastball with a lot of movement that time, and it's 0-1. Trenton has now taken a 2-0 lead on Williamsport, top of the fourth. At Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. 0-1 to Yule. Fastball in tight, one ball, one strike. We'll get to the MLB portion of the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard shortly. We can tell you as well that the United States women, like the men, defeated France in the gold medal game, a 67-66 win for Team USA. The first time ever that the same two nations competed for the gold medal in men's and women's basketball in the same Olympics. And the U.S. took them both. Two balls and a strike to Yule. Shull set, first base side of the slab. The pitch bounces in, blocked by Preston. It's 3-1. And there is right-handed action now, getting up in the State College bullpen. Philip Bryant, who is scheduled to follow Chris Shull into the game, is now warming, but he has just begun. Three balls and a strike. Spikes 3, Black Bears 2 here in the bottom of the fourth, and the pitch homeward in tight, ball 4. So now the bases are loaded with one out for Ryan Grabosch, who doubled off the wall in left center in the third inning. And Chris Shaw's looking into the dugout, but it's going to be Jared Brown coming out for a chat. Now, with Jared making the visit here, now there's no requirement just yet for Shaw to leave the game here. You have a number of defensive visits. You have, you know, now in the game, you just have a certain amount of visits you can make. The old two in an inning, three for the game for the same pitcher really doesn't apply levels of the game. And Jared Brown, a brief discussion, and he ends it by clapping and talking to the infielders who did not join the party at the mound. Bases loaded, one gone. Double play would be huge for the Spikes here. Graybosch did club his double last time up, but he has also bounced into three double plays across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. Shull gets the sign from Knox Preston, and his first pitch to Graybosch swung on and missed. Went with a breaking ball to start things off. 0-1 the count. Of course, the closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games will be taking place. Actually, already underway in Paris. The 0-1 in the turf, blocked by Preston. We'll see them on stateside television in a little while. The U.S. finishes with the most medals of any nation in the Summer Olympics. 126, 40 gold medals, tied China for the most. And the 1-1 down and in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Bases loaded, one out. Shull delivers, and this is popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Ball over at the warning track, makes the catch. Bluffing from third is Vergara, but ball will just hustle the ball back to the infield. Chase Vergara back to third base. And he wasn't going to get a double play. That's about the next best thing for Chris Shull. The foul fly out to Austin Ball, and now the bases remain loaded, but there are two down for Chris Heineman, who laid down a sacrifice bunt his last time up. Now, he could lay down a bunt here, but he has not been swinging the hottest of bats. Shull looking in for the sign from Preston. And the pitch. That's a strike. Slider up in the zone, 0-1. Shull has the sign, the 0-1. Swung on, popped up. Shallow right center. Cadu, the second baseman underneath it, makes the catch in shallow center field. And Chris Shull gets out of a bases loaded, one out jam with little damage. West Virginia does score one run in the inning on one hit, but they leave the bases loaded. And at the end of four, it is State College 3, West Virginia 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning here in West Virginia. The Spikes holding on to a 3-2 lead. Josh Spiegel, Austin Rocaforte, and Connor Hex. The 9-1 and 2 batters due up against Eric McAtee, the West Virginia right-hander. He has started. He's gone the distance so far. Spiegel singled his first time up before being erased on a double play, and he takes strike one over the outer edge. Right-handed hitter out of Greensburg, PA. Catcher and first baseman. He's DHing today. He's played both positions for the Spikes, and of course, his work behind the plate was key to last night's 3-2 win. Gave the Spikes their first series win here at Kendrick Family Ballpark since June of 2022. 0-1 down and away. 1-1 the count to Spiegel. Set by McAtee at the midsection. He'll go strictly from the stretch. And the 1-1. Tapper foul at the plate, and that, I think, hit Graybosch. Graybosch behind home. One ball and two strikes. Graybosch out of Moorhead State. Although, ironically, he's wearing his gears kind of pit colors, although they are also Moorhead State colors. But Josh Spiegel did some catching for the Panthers this past spring. 1-2. Down and away. 2-2 the count. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard in the big leagues. Braves lead the Rockies 7-2. Top of the seventh. The Tigers up 3-2 on the Giants. Top of the fifth. And, of course, it'll be just a week from today. Detroit will be in Williamsport taking on the Yankees in the Little League Classic as that pitch up and in hits Spiegel on the left shoulder. And it might have glanced off the shoulder, caught the helmet as well, but it's the first hit batsman for either side today. Now Spiegel will trot down to first. And now here's Austin Rocaforte. 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first inning, grounded into a double play in the second. After the Dodgers dealt Paul Skeens just his second loss of the season last night, L.A. leading Pittsburgh 4-2 today in the bottom of the fourth out in Chavez Ravine. Rocaforte shows bunt, pitches low and away for a ball. He drew it back quickly. Diamondbacks lead the Phillies 5-2, top of the fourth inning as well in ongoing action. Later tonight, the Mets visit the Mariners in the Sunday night game. Over the games that have finished in the bigs after this 1-0 pitch to Rocaforte. Shows bunt again, but it's bunted foul behind home. Went to the netting behind the plate. Graybosch gave it a run, could not get to it. Angels defeated the Nationals 6-4. It was the Astros over the Red Sox 10-2. By the way, Zach DiCenzo, the first MLB draft leaguer to reach the big leagues. Well, he's got company. One ball and one strike. The count to Rocaforte shows bunt again, and he does put it down. Coming off the mound is McAtee, tossed to first in time. Spiegel moves to second. So 1-3 on the sacrifice bunt from Rocaforte. That is now three sacrifice bunts laid down in this game across both teams. But Spiegel in scoring position for Cooper Hext, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. He has scored a run as well. Troy Taylor, who played with the Williamsport Crosscutters, pitcher in 2021, joining the Seattle Mariners today. And that pitch, a ball in tight. Now, Taylor actually was drafted in 2021 as well, but did not sign. McAtee out of the stretch, the 1-0 to Hext. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Let him to Chase Lowe, 1-1. Taylor instead drafted by the Mariners in the 12th round in 2022 eventually. And the 1-1. Down and in for a ball, 2-1 the count. Now, when Taylor was with the Crosscutters, his pitching coach was Jim Gott, who went on to move to the State College Spikes for the 2022 season. And preliminarily, Troy Taylor was to have pitched for the Spikes in 2022, but he elected to stay out, taken by the Mariners. Same team that took him in 2021, by the way. Drafted him in 22, but in the 12th round rather than the 20th. He did sign after the 2022 draft. Has made his way up the system, and now he is with the Mariners. Two balls, two strikes. Bouncer foul, left side. Still 2-2. And again, the Mariners are in action tonight, taking on the Mets at 7:10 Eastern. So we'll see if Troy Taylor officially becomes the second MLB draft leaguer to the big leagues. There'll be many more to come, including several spikes. Damiano Palmigiani is in AAA. 2-2. That fades outside. 3-2 the count. Will Simpson, by the way, doing quite well in the Oakland A's system. He's actually a Pirates draftee and an A's draftee. Well, again, there'll be more to come across the MLB Draft League. This is the fourth season of the MLB Draft League, and of course, many more to come as MLB has signaled its commitment to the league through at least 2030. As they pitch in tight for a ball to Hext, he draws the walk. Seven-pitch walk, his second free pass of the day, and now first and second with one out for Parker Kadu. Kadu walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. Popped out to short in the third. But first time up, he was up there to bunt and drew the walk instead. He's not bunting here. He's going to be swinging away. McAtee sets. 3-2 spikes, top of the fifth. The pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. And looking at some of the other Spikes alumni across affiliated clubs in the majors. Nick Dunn is at AAA right now with the Memphis Redbirds. He's hitting .311 for them. Of course, he was a member of the Spikes when they were a St. Louis Cardinals affiliate in 2018. That's a strike over the outer edge, 1-1. But the Sunbury native, obviously a lot of local attention. He could very well get the call. And the 1-1. That's foul, third base side. Nathan Church from that inaugural Spikes MLB Draft League team in 2021. He was a Cardinals draftee in 22, and he is in AA right now with the Springfield Cardinals. So many Spikes climbing the ladder. Here's the 1-2. Grounder on to first to an Emar, picks it up, throw to second for one, and that's all they'll get. So 3-6 on the putout as Furr, the shortstop, came over to cover. Kadu on via the fielder's choice. Spiegel moves up to third. Runners at the corners with two outs now for Cam Buford, who's already knocked in a run today with a sacrifice fly to right field, officially 0-for-1 with a strikeout. At 2021 State College Spikes team, Palmigiani climbing up the Toronto Blue Jays system, Nathan Church moving on up. Matthew Ellis, actually, from that 2021 team, just signed a free agent deal. He had moved on following his time in Happy Valley to play at Georgia Tech and Indiana. As the pitch low and away, and the ball gets away from Graybosch. He was trying to fake the throw, but it slips loose. Coming in to score from third is Spiegel, and it's 4-2 State College. Cadu was tanking off for second. He did the same thing in the first inning. And Graybosch was going to fake the throw to second, let him get that steal with two outs in the inning, and make sure Spiegel held at third, but the ball slips free from his grasp, bounces to the on-deck circle, and I think that's going to be an error. It's got to be. Now 1-0 the count to Cam Buford, who still has a runner in scoring position. It will be an error. E2 to score the run, the first error of the game for either side. A pitch in the turf, gloved by Graybosch. Ball two to Buford. There are still two outs in the inning, but the Spikes have had a knack. When the opponent opens the door for barging right through and bringing company. 2-0. Up and in. Cam turns away. 3-0 the count. He actually only turned away from the pitch. He knelt down to get out of the way. Cadu leads off second. 3-0 to Buford. In tight, ball four. So the fifth walk issued by Eric McAtee today. Runners on first and second. Two down for Kyle Russell. The shortstop walked and stole a base in the first inning. Flied out to center field in the fourth. And there is right-handed action in the Black Bears bullpen. Cadu dancing off second, but the pitch comes home, and it's a strike. Fastball at 90 over the outer portion of the plate. 0-1 the count. Appears to be Michael Gemmel warming up. 0-1 to Russell, bounces in, blocked by Graybosch. Dagging for third is Cadu, the throw, not in time. Slides in head first, ahead of the tag. That's going to be a wild pitch to move him up. He did not take off until after that ball hit the turf. But it'll put runners at the corners now with two down. And even though only stolen base for Cadu, the running game has definitely affected the Black Bears here in the fifth. Already one run has come in. And the 1-1 pitch to Russell. On the way, Buford takes off, low and away, throw down to second, not in time. And coming in to score from third is Cadu on what ends up a delayed double steal, 5-2 State College. There are two outs in the inning. That's why Graybosch didn't hold on to it that time. He thought he could get Buford, but Cam, with his second stolen base of this series, and it is the third stolen base of the inning for the Spikes because Cadu will get credited with a steal of home. 2-1 the count to Russell. The lead's back to three, and Russell pops this up. First base side, foul territory. Marr is over, and JT makes the catch on the warning track. But the Spikes do damage with the running game. Two runs without the benefit of a hit, but one error, three stolen bases, two walks, and a wild pitch. They leave one runner on base. We're halfway home here at Kendrick Family Ballpark through 4.5. It is 5-2 State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, and Chris Shull is back on the mound for the Spikes. 67 pitches, 34 strikes so far in his first four innings. Slated to face the top of the order, T.J. Williams, Kasten Furr, and Jeff Lucori. And the Spikes adding two more runs in the top of the fifth without the benefit of a hit. Spikes only have three total in the game, but took advantage after they applied some pressure with the running game. T.J. Williams is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly today. A 13-game hitting streak, longest active string in the MLB Draft League coming into the contest. But his strikeout in the first means his sac fly in the third will not extend it. And the pitch outside for a ball, 1-0, or at least keep it alive. If every single time player comes to the plate in a game is not an official at-bat, the does extend, although a sac fly actually would end it. It's bouncer foul, third base side, 1-1, one of the vagaries of the scoring rules when considering streaks. Sac flies are treated differently in different contexts. In fact, when you calculate on-base percentage and slugging percentage, sac flies are put in as just plain old outs. But in batting average, they're not counted at all. The 1-1. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Now, part of it is that the sacrifice fly has been in and out of the rule book. It actually was not even a play for a time in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, reinserted as a possibility in the 50s. And there are occasions where batter just lofts a ball to the outfield. He's just looking to bring in the run. So the principle is the same as a sacrifice bunt. You're giving yourself up to bring in the run. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Foul to the right side, still 2-2. And we've had plenty of sacrifice flies today. Three in all. We've had three sacrifice bunts as well. A lot of sacrificing done here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. It's the Spikes, though, on the better end of it, leading 5-2. And a 2-2 count to T.J. Williams. The pitch homeward. That's fouled over the netting up to the sweet level. Still 2-2. That was to the right of the visiting radio booth, though, so no danger here, although had a couple come close last night. Came screaming back, and it's really right-handed hitters that would direct it over here. The 2-2 bounced off the plate, foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Other MLB finals. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto go back to back. Soto with two home runs. Judge now with 42 on the season as the Yankees with a Giancarlo Stanton home run as well. Defeat the Rangers today, 8-7. 2-2, line foul, third base side. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. The A's defeat the Blue Jays 8-4. Oakland 50-69 this season. The Blue Jays are 54-64. I don't think anybody would have thought that the A's would have nearly as good of a record as the Blue Jays at this juncture. Meanwhile, the Rays top the Orioles 2-1. A fastball upstairs to Williams, and the count is full. Marlins over the Padres 7-6. The Guardians defeat the Twins 5-3. Reds over the Brewers 4-3 today. And the pitch is low for ball four. Third walk for Chris Scholl today. And Williams is aboard. MLB Draft League's leader in stolen bases for the second half. So Scholl, Preston, Ball, they'll all be keeping a close eye on him here with Kasten Furr coming up. With the results so far, KC still in that third wild card spot in the American League. Boston and Seattle, each three back. Pitch is a strike. Fastball on the outer edge. Williams did not move there. 0-1 the count. Meanwhile, the Braves right now in the third wild card spot behind the Padres and Diamondbacks. Mets are a half game back. Giants a game and a half out. St. Louis two back. And there goes Williams down. The pitch high for a ball. Throw it out a second. And the tag applied in time. Knox Preston throws out his second base runner of the night. And it's the MLB Draft League's leading base stealer this time around. The pitch was a ball. 1-1 the count. But Chris Scholl delivered it in the exact right spot for Knox Preston to come out of the crouch and fire away quickly, which you need to do against somebody as swift as T.J. Williams. And he's caught stealing for just the second time as a Black Bear, and now 1-1 count. The pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. But the bases are empty with one out. Spikes with a three-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth, and Chris Scholl 2 outs away from being in line for a win today. Pitch in tight, ball three to Furr. And from a pitch count perspective, he's still got room to work with. He's only at 80 right now. And we saw Nick Hohenstein throw 95 yesterday. Jordan Morales, 99 the night before that. Bouncer up the middle into center field. A base hit for Furr. Fifth hit of the game for West Virginia. Black Bears actually have a hit in every inning so far. I'll bring up Jeff LaCorey, who has two of them, a single in the first, a single in the fourth. He scored the second West Virginia run, in the fourth inning. But Chris Scholl will not get the opportunity to finish this one out to be in line for the win because Tim Battle is coming out to the mound. And it looks like Philip Bryant will get the call. He is waiting at the door. Oh, nope, he's going to leave Chris Scholl in. He's just taking the temperature there. And Tim Battle going back to the third base dugout. Asked Chris Scholl if he was okay. Chris said, yep, and that's all Tim needed to hear. So now, LaCorey in the left-handed batter's box. Ball holding Furr on at first. And Scholl to the plate. Outside for a ball. Well, Knox Preston has thrown out two would-be base stealers today. West Virginia 0 for 2, so that might chill the running game here. And the pitch, that is down and in. Preston comes up looking to throw, but Furr stays at first base. 2-0 the count. Furr is 4 of 6 in stolen base attempts this season. The 2-0 is low for ball 3. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned 18 of them on the ground here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. That is the most in the league. The pitch, high and away, ball 4. Now LaCorey reaches base for the third time today, drawing the walk. And now runners on first and second, one out for Alex Vergara. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first, walked in the fourth, and Tim's going to have to make the walk again here, and he will make the change. So Chris Scholl, 4 1/3 innings, definitely his strongest outing as a Spike. But he will give way to Philip Bryant, and we will have the numbers on Bryant and the rest of this fifth inning for you after this call to the bullpen It is State College 5, West Virginia 2 here in the bottom of the fifth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Philip Bryant makes his fifth appearance for the Spikes this year, his first in a relief role. As State College leads it 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners on first and second, one out. And Alex Vergara due up to be the hitter. Bryant with an 0-3 record and 11.4 ERA. But a couple outings have gone sideways on him. He has gone at least three innings in every outing. 15 total innings, 20 runs, 19 earned on 25 hits, 8 strikeouts to 6 walks, 3 at batsmen. But looking to produce a strong outing here. He pitched every game of the SWAC tournament for Grambling State to help lead them to an NCAA tournament berth with a championship in the SWAC tourney. And he has been building back since then. And now, after starting the second half in the rotation, he'll try to keep the lead here as a reliever. And Alex Vergara grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up, walked in the fourth. 5-2 lead for State College. We'll get the line as it stands right now for Chris Schull in a moment. It is not yet finalized. He is responsible for both runners on base. Vergara into the right-handed box to meet the righty Bryant, and pitching coach Jared Brown and manager Tim Battle looking for at least 2-3 innings from Phillip in this one. And he delivers a strike, breaking ball over the outer portion of the plate to the righty. 0-1 the count. Schull goes 4 1/3 innings, 5 hits against him, 2 runs so far, again responsible for both runners on base. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. And the 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. Preston rises to throw, but the runners stay put. 86 pitches for Schull. 42 of them for strikes. That's the most pitches in a single outing for him this year, but it's exactly what the Spikes needed out of him. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Finale of this three-game series in West Virginia, completing the first half of the Spikes road trip. Of course, coming up, a four-game series against the Black Bears at Medler Field at Lebrano Park this coming Thursday through Sunday. There's a 2-1 high fastball swing on a miss, throw down to first, but diving back in is LaCorey, feet first. Ball stepped in front of the bag to received the throw. 2-2 the count. Well, Josh Spiegel had certainly been the most active so far amongst Spikes and throwing behind the runner, looking for the pickoff, but Knox Preston starting to do the same. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bryant delivers. That's fouled over the netting, first base side, out toward the concourse, and deflects back into the crowd. Righty in the West Virginia bullpen, awaiting the end of this inning so he can check in, and that is Michael Gemma, product of Northeastern University up in Boston. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Up and in for a ball, 3-2. Full count, one out. First and second, the runners go on the pitch. It's popped up right side of the infield to foul territory. His ball underneath it. Austin puts it away with two hands. The runners return to first and second, two away. Chris Schoell elicited one of those. The ball was able to grab in foul territory last inning to help get the Spikes out of a jam. Now, Philip Bryant using the same safety valve here in the fifth. And Connor McGuire now, the batter, the third baseman, flied out to center field. His first time up, last time up, dropped down a sacrifice bunt. Bryant to the plate. And the pitch high and away for a ball, 1-0. McGuire's not showing bunt here. He won't with two outs. Not the kind of hitter who can leg out a bunt single. Although J.T. Marr did it yesterday, I think he shocked everybody in the ballpark. The 1-0 up and in. A little chin music for McGuire. 2-0 the count. University Town Center Drive busy here as it has been all weekend. Two balls, no strikes. Bryant delivers. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. Speaking of J.T. Marr, he's on deck for West Virginia if McGuire can extend this fifth inning. 5-2 lead for the Spikes. We're looking for the sweep. They won game one, 2-1. Game two last night, 3-2. Fastball's a strike. Upper reaches of the zone, 3-1 to McGuire. Bryant comes set. All righty deals. Upstairs, ball four. So Bryant's first walk of the day loads the bases with two outs for J.T. Marr. Marr singled in the second inning and grounded into a fielder's choice. Runners were on second and third with one out. He grounded it to Parker Cadu at second, who tried to throw home, but LaCorey beat the throw home. So Marr does not get credit for a base hit. He would have been thrown out at first, but does get credit for the RBI. Caught stealing after his single in the second as well. And the pitch. That is outside for a ball, 1-0. Five runs, three hits, no errors for State College. Two runs, five hits, one error for West Virginia. And the Black Bears with Furr at third, LaCorey at second, McGuire at first. And the pitch to Marr, bounced on to second, scooped by Cadu. His play is to first, the throw in time, and the inning is over. No runs for the Black Bears on one hit. They lead the bases loaded for the second straight inning. And at the end of five, it is still State College 5, West Virginia 2, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and a new pitcher for the Black Bears is Michael Gemma, the right-hander out of Northeastern University, checks in, a native of Milton, Massachusetts, 22 years old. He is 6'5", 200 pounds, and Gemma making his third appearance for West Virginia, 1-1 record and 9 ERA. He does have one hold to his credit in two total innings. He's allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 1 hit, 4 strikeouts to 4 walks. Opponents batting 143 against him. And he will be facing the Spikes 6-7-8 batters, Knox Preston, Austin Ball, and Grant Norris. Eric McAtee went 5 innings on the mound to start for the Black Bears, yielding 5 runs, though only 3 earned on 3 hits, 5 walks, and a hit batsman. He struck out 1, his lowest strikeout output of the season for West Virginia, 93 pitches, 49 for strikes. Spikes able to put the ball in play today, and they have been active in the running game as well. 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts. They've dropped down a sacrifice bunt. 2 wild pitches, also enabling runners to move up, and a crucial error that opened the door to 2 Spikes runs in the fifth. Here's Knox Preston, who drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to left in the first inning, ground out to third in the fourth inning. And the first pitch from Gemma, side-arming outside for a ball. 92 on the fastball. Likeness to the 6-5 frame. Preston stands in the right-handed box. And the pitch, high and away for a ball, 2-0. Sweeping that right arm across. Game time temperature, by the way, today. Comfortable 78 degrees. Partly cloudy skies to start. Still partly cloudy. They're just rolling right past us and on through the hills here in the Mountain State as the pitch upstairs for a ball. 3-0 the count to Knox Preston. Spikes catcher, he and Spiegel have had strong presences behind the plate in this series, and the pitch high and away, ball 4. So Preston able to draw a leadoff walk here in the sixth. It is the 6-3 pass from West Virginia batter, or West Virginia pitchers rather, to State College batters today. Here's Austin Ball, grounded out to first with a pitcher covering in the first inning, but then sneaked a double down the line inside the bag at first in the fourth inning. Preston leads off first, and Knox picks his spots well. He's actually a pretty good base stealer for a catcher. Not the fastest, but again, a very heady player. Knows exactly when to go. Pitch upstairs for a ball. Knox across both halves of the MLB Draft League season, 3-for-4 in stolen base attempts. The 1-0 to Ball. I don't think he'll be going here, though. Not with Austin at the plate, not with a 3-run lead. Pitch outside is the 6th ball thrown by Michael Gemma since entering the game, and now catcher Ryan Grabosch and second baseman Chris Eineman are coming in to talk things over with a right-hander, and there is another right-hander now up in the West Virginia bullpen. And it's Will Karsten, who we saw on Friday night pitch a scoreless inning. No action in the Spikes bullpen. Again, Philip Bryan, a little bit of a piggyback situation for the Spikes. The plan all along was to have Scholl start and Bryant follow, but Chris logging 86 pitches over 4 1/3 innings, his longest outing as a Spike, his best outing as a Spike, probably means he'll get another shot at starting here for State College as the pitch upstairs for ball 3, 7 in a row outside the zone for Gemma. And a 3-0 count to Austin Ball. Preston leading off first, another reason for him not to go on the move. And the pitch, that's ball 4, high and away. Ball 8. And now first and second, nobody out. Well, Grant Norris is going up to the plate. Tim Battle, usually in situations like this, will put the bunt down, get two runners in scoring position with one out, take two shots in that situation rather than three with first and second. But now time is called, and before Gemma can release his first pitch, David Carpenter is coming out. And the entire infield will join him on the mound. Eight in a row outside the zone for Michael Gemma to start off this outing. And looks like, is that going to be it for him? Will Karsten was all set to go to come in, but he is just poised at the door and there's no signal, so he's going to stay out in the bullpen. He took a quick swig of water out there. He's going to have a little more time to warm up. So the question is, and I think Norris will at least show bunt here. But the question is going to be, is the pitch going to be in the zone? Grant shows bunt, draws it back. Pitch is high for a ball. Nine in a row outside the zone. 1-0 the count. Nice. He is not missing by that much, and I laugh only because that's the line Harry Doyle uses in Major League. Can't believe they're laying off pitches that close. But he is not missing by much. That one well inside, though. 2-0 to Norris. And David Carpenter might be making another trek to the mound here momentarily. Two balls, no strikes. Corners plying up for the bunt. Middle infield back looking to turn two if they have the opportunity. And the 2-0, high and away, ball three. Karsten has finished warming up. He's expecting to come in. 3-0 the count. 11 straight pitches outside the zone. Norris is showing bunt. He's going to draw this back, and the pitch high and away, ball four. So ball 12 loads the bases for the Spikes. And Josh Spiegel's going to come up, but he's going to face a new West Virginia pitcher. Now, did not go the way Michael Gemma had planned. Three batters, three walks, 12 pitches, no strikes. And he'll be responsible for all three as Will Carson will come in. And Josh Spiegel will come up with the bases loaded and no outs here in the top of the sixth. Spikes already leading 5-2. We'll step aside for this call of the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Will Karsten is on to make his second appearance of this series for the Black Bears. Karsten, the University of Oklahoma product, made his debut with West Virginia on Friday night. He threw 17 pitches, 11 for strikes in a scoreless seventh inning. He allowed two hits, but no walks and no strikeouts. So Karsten, in his second inning of work for the Black Bears, comes in with the bases loaded and no outs. An unenviable situation for any reliever, and for Michael Gemma, there'll be other occasions for him, but now the Spikes looking to make this three-run lead even larger, with Josh Spiegel coming to the plate, having reached base twice already today, a single in the second, hit by a pitch in the fifth, He scored a run in that fifth inning as well. Meanwhile, around the rest of the MLB Draft League on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Trenton has now increased its lead over Williamsport to 5-0 in the top of the seventh. Meanwhile, Frederick has finished off Mahoning Valley. 10-3 the final. The Keys win it. So the Spikes, if they hang on here, will gain ground on Mahoning Valley for second place in the MLB Draft League standings in the second half before those two teams, Spikes and the Scrappers, meet the next three nights at Eastwood Field. Warm-ups have completed. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Josh Spiegel in the right-handed box. Knox Preston at third. Austin Ball at second. Grant Norris at first. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 the count. And the pitch was a strike on location. Oh and one the count to Spiegel. And the next offering, low and away, snagged by Ryan Graybosch. Want to thank General Manager Leanne Sonato and the entire West Virginia Black Bear staff for all their hospitality here throughout this season and during all of our visits here to Kendrick Family Ballpark. Always one of my favorite places to come to in the MLB Draft League. And always look forward to coming down here to visit in the Mountain State. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1 the count. This is the last visit the Spikes will make here to the Morgantown area in the summer of 2024. Of course, more emissaries coming in a few weeks. They'll be wearing helmets and pads. 2-1. And Spiegel sends this one in the air down the right field line, but it will tail foul onto the concourse and bouncing out of play. 2-2 the count to Spiegel. Three runs so far in the first inning for the Spikes, two in the fifth, and now here in the sixth, who knows how many. 5-2 lead. Karsten gets the sign from Graybosch and sits. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Took a little something off of that one, and Karsten records his first strikeout with the Black Bears. Just the second of the game for West Virginia pitching. And with one gone, the bases remain loaded for Austin Roccaforte. Roccaforte is officially 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first, grounded into a double play in the second, dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the fifth. Here is the set by Karsten. Bases loaded, one out, the pitch. Down and in for a ball, 1-0. No place to put Austin Roccaforte. Now the 1-0. That's a strike over the outer edge, 1-1. Spikes with three hits as a team tonight. Single by Roccaforte in the first, single by Spiegel in the second, a double for Ball in the fourth. And that pitch cued foul, third base side. 1-2 the count to Roccaforte here. Cooper Hext waiting on deck. Parker Cadu would follow here. Crowd on hand for this Sunday matinee tilt. Bluey making an appearance this afternoon here in West Virginia. 1-2 to Roccaforte, popped up behind home, and this will drop into the seats. Rattle around for a moment. A gaggle of kiddos coming over. Oh, that's a nice gesture. Youngster had the ball with a glove in hand, but he gave it to a young girl who was coming over for it as well. She's very excited. Awfully magnanimous from that young man. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Low for ball two. Fastball at 88 that time for Karsten. Bit of a cut to it. 2-2. Out of the stretch, the pitch. Bouncer to third, taken by McGuire. Throw home for one. Fake the first, the throw to first, rather. It'll be a fielder's choice. 5-2, the put out at the plate to erase Preston. Ball to third, Norris to second. Rocaforte now on via the fielder's choice. Two gone here in the top of the sixth, and Cooper Hex, the batter. He has received a pair of walks today. He has scored a run. He has also grounded out, officially 0-for-1. In the left-handed batter's box, facing the righty, Karsten, and a first pitch swung on, lofted to right field on the run. Diving for it is LaCorey, and he makes the catch. That would have been at least two runs and maybe more, but Jeff LaCorey able to make the snag and strand the bases loaded. No runs, no hits, three left. End of 5.5. It is still 5-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Bottom of the sixth inning here in West Virginia. Spikes still hanging on to a 5-2 lead, a chance to expand it in the sixth, but... Well, Karsten got the Black Bears out of a jam with some help from a fantastic diving catch by Jeff LaCorey in right field. Kendall Yule leads off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Black Bears, facing State College righty Philip Bryan, who is in a good position to be the pitcher of record in the game for the Spikes. Chris Shaw, the starter, went 4 1/3. You still have to go 5 if your team has been in the lead throughout, like the Spikes have. To get credit for the win, and the 0-1 lined into right field, a base hit. So Yule with a leadoff single here in the sixth. West Virginia has had exactly one hit in every inning so far. The leadoff man has collected it three times. Each of the previous two, that man went on to score. Here's Ryan Graybosch, who delivered a leadoff double in the third, before fouling out to Austin Ball, the first baseman, in the fourth inning. Now, both teams have had opportunities to really break this open. In fact, West Virginia has left the bases loaded in each of the last two innings. But it is 5-2 State College, though the Black Bears now out hitting the Spikes 6-3. West Virginia with a lone error so far. First pitch to Ryan Graybosch, breaking ball for a strike. On the inside, now quick throw to first, but Yule dives back in safely. 0-1 the count. Bryant comes set, delivers homeward, and Graybosch sends this one toward left center field. That'll be a base hit. Around second is Yule, but a quick throw by Hex to third, and a strong one at that will hold him at second. Back-to-back singles for the Black Bears. Seven hits in total tonight, or today, I should say. Got underway at 4:02 today, and anything before 5 o'clock officially is a day game. Anything after 5 officially is a night game. Or I should say 5 or after. If you're ever wondering what the dividing point between day and night and the official baseball statistics is, that's it. Chris Heinemann is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice bunt. He's up with first and second, no outs here. Puts down the bunt again. Bryant coming off the mound, checks third, but his plays to first. Ball able to snare it. Throw took him a little far, but he's able to make the grab. Yule moves to third. Grabosh to second. 1-3 on the sacrifice bunt. That is the third sack bunt laid down by the Black Bears today. And now second and third with one gone for T.J. Williams. The left fielder struck out looking in the first. Drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to center in the third. Walked in the fifth, but then was caught stealing for just the second time this year by Knox Preston. And the pitch homeward, and Williams bounces it left side. This will score a run. Taking it is Russell. Throw on to first in time. And I checked that. T.J. Pound is actually the shortstop now. He's the man that throws him out. But it'll be an RBI ground out for T.J. Williams, making it a 5-3 game. Pound taking over at shortstop at the beginning of this inning. And the first pitch to Kasten Furr, a strike. Curveball over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Grabosh at third. Two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch. Fastball for a strike over the outer edge. 0-2. Furr is 1-for-3 today. So T.J. Pound taking over for Kyle Russell. And he'll hit in the fifth spot in the order as well. 0-2 the count. So Pound will be due up third next inning. 0-2, fastball upstairs. 1-2, Furr did not chase. It'll be Cadu, Buford, and Pound due up. 1-2. Philip Bryant sets and delivers. Breaking ball low and away. 2-2, looking to put Furr away there. Meanwhile, more right-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen. Christian Womble, the right-hander, warming up. Another holdover from the first half. The 2-2, called, strike three, slider at the knees, and the inning is over. First strikeout for Philip Bryant today, the third for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mountaineer Health. Mountaineer Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One run for West Virginia on two hits, one left. And at the end of six, it's State College 5, West Virginia 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Smokey the
Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do. What you desire. Don't play with
matches. Don't play with fire. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, Will Carson remains on the mound for the Black Bears. Meanwhile, the line finalized for Michael Gemma. No innings, no hits, no runs, three walks, no strikeouts. 12 pitches, and he did not find the strike zone, but no damage done. And Will Carson facing Parker Cadu to start off the seventh. First pitch high and away for a ball. 90-mile-an-hour fastball to the lefty Cadu. The next offering, a fastball, is a strike over the outer half. Parker's 0 for 2 tonight, but has scored a pair of runs and has stolen three bases, including a steal of home on the double steal in the fifth inning. On the 1-1, bounced foul behind home, a ball and two strikes. He also scored on a wild pitch in the first inning, reaching on a walk in the first and a fielder's choice in the fifth. It's also popped out to short. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt, strike three. That's the second strikeout for Carson. One gone in the top of the seventh. Five runs, three hits, no errors for State College. Three runs, seven hits, one error for West Virginia. Spike scored three runs in the first inning. That wild pitch to score Cadu, plus sacrifice flies by Cam Buford and Knox Preston. Then two more in the fifth, an error, and then the steal of home by Cadu. The error scoring Josh Spiegel. First pitch to Cam Buford's a strike. Cam 0 for 1 officially, along with the sack fly. He has walked, stolen a base, and struck out. Grounds this one on to short. Fur scoops it up. Bouncing throw to first, but dug out by J.T. Marr. And there are two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, West Virginia with runs in the third inning on T.J. Williams' sacrifice fly. In the fourth inning on J.T. Marr's RBI fielder's choice. And in the sixth, as Kendall Yule came in on Williams' RBI ground out. Well, T.J. Pound, not quite a pinch hitter, but he came on at shortstop last inning, but he is hitting for the first time in this game. Pound batting .241 with a .353 on-base percentage. One double, six RBIs in 12 games. And the 0-1. That is in tight for a ball. 1-1 the count. Pound, a native of Burleson, Texas. And the pitch. That's low for a ball. His most recent collegiate playing experience at Dallas College Richland, though he has spent time as well at Grayson College and at Incarnate Word. He has battled injuries, just turned 22 before joining the Spikes. And the 2-1 outside, ball three, including tweaking his wrist somewhat, trying to make what would have been a fantastic play at Williamsport a couple of weeks back, but he has come back into the lineup. He has split time with Kyle Russell and Parker Cadu up the middle, and he takes ball four outside. So the first walk issued by Will Carson. It's the ninth walk of the day for West Virginia pitchers. And it will bring Knox Preston to the plate, who has received one of them himself. He's also knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly to left in the first inning and grounded out. 5-3 State College here in the top of the seventh. Pound on first, two outs. TJ has not yet attempted to steal as a member of the Spikes. And the pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball one. We're in Mahoning Valley tomorrow night. Eastwood Field, 7:05 game time against the Scrappers. I'll be on with you at approximately 6:50. All three of the games in that series will be at 7:05. Then back to home sweet home for seven straight. There goes Pound on the 1-0 pitch. It's up and in for a ball. Throw to second, not in time. And Pound sliding past the bag a bit, but keeping the left foot on it for his first stolen base as a member of the Spikes. That's always the hazard here on turf. Not only did he keep his right hand on there, then the right foot. Fur maintaining, he kept the tag on the whole time, but it looked like some part of TJ's body was on the enlarged base the whole time as well. So now he's in scoring position. 2-0 count to Preston with two outs. Takes the breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. 2-1. Austin Ball is on deck if Preston can extend the inning. Christian Womble continues to warm in the West Virginia bullpen. 2-1 count to Preston, and he sends this one in the air left field. Williams going back at the warning track. He makes the catch, backing up into the wall. Knox gave it a ride. Did that in the first inning as well. It scored a run on a sack fly. That time it's the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Time to stretch here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. Through 6.5, State College 5, West Virginia 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Kendrick Family Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. Joe Putnam along with you here as Philip Ryan back on the mound for the Spikes in relief. He recorded the last two outs of the fifth, got through the sixth, and now faces Jeff LaCorey, Alex Vergara, and Connor McGuire here in the seventh. 5-3 lead for State College. They've held the lead since scoring three runs in the opening frame. LaCorey's reached base three times, two hits and a walk. He has scored a run as well. He swings the first pitch, curveball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Knox Preston remains behind the plate. There have been no other defensive changes other than T.J. Pound taking over at short. Here's a fly ball to left field. Cam Buford going toward the corner, runs it down, one away. LaCorey retired for the first time today. Here's Alex Vergara now, 0 for 2 with a walk.
First baseman,
former Penn Stater, 1 for 2 with an RBI. He's been caught stealing. First and second, one out, and so he will not be bunting here in a 5-3 game with his team trailing by 2. Instead, he will swing away, though he takes ball one outside on the curveball. Nope, coming back, fastball in tight. That's fouled away, third base side. Actually, that one a little bit on the breaking side as well. 1-1 the count. The set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Moore, but now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 9 hits for West Virginia, 3 for State College, but the Spikes are up by 2 runs, helping that result. And stepping off the mound is Philip Bryan. He fakes the throw to second, but then back to the top of the hill. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And the pitch. Just outside, ball 2. Tomorrow, 7:05 game at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. Slated to be Jeremy Neff, the left-hander who's been outstanding this year on the mound for the Spikes, and the 2-2 foul back to the screen. But each a foul ball. Now the Black Bears runners were on the move. Antonio Caballero, the third base coach, maintaining that Cam Buford was in fair territory and that he touched it, but it looked like it was out of his reach. He took off after it. And the ball definitely dropped foul. There's no doubt about that. The only doubt is if Buford was in fair territory when he touched it, which would make it a foul ball, or excuse me, would make it a fair ball. David Carpenter talking things over with home plate umpire Nick Sear, who called it a foul ball right away. From this vantage point, it looked like Cam gave it a great effort but did not touch it. And now Dalen Carraway, the right-hander out of McNeese State, is warming up. Remember, he was in last night's game as well, went a third of an inning. Got a crucial out for the Spikes in the sixth when West Virginia was threatening to take the lead. J.T. Marr fouls it off third base. Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Bouncer on to second. Taken by Cadu. Flips to second for one. Pound on to first. Double play. 4-6-3. And Philip Bryan and the Spikes are out of trouble here in the seventh. No runs for West Virginia on 2 hits, 1 runner left on base. 7 innings complete. State College 5, West Virginia 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider. Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. Apologies if you weren't hearing anything for the last little bit. A bit of technical difficulties, but we're past those now. And Austin Ball takes the first pitch for ball 1. And then fouls this one back to the backstop. 1 ball, 1 strike to Austin. 1-for-2 with a double today, his 6th double of the year. And the next offering from the new West Virginia pitcher, Christian Womble, is low for a ball, 2-1. Womble a holdover from the first half of the MLB Draft League season for the Black Bears. And he fouls this one, his ball over the netting behind home. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-2 the count. This is the finale of a 3-game series here in West Virginia. Spikes looking for the sweep. After a pair of 1-run victories the last 2 nights, and the 2-2 fouled off left side, still 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Jeremy Neff scheduled to get the ball tomorrow night for the Spikes in Mahoning Valley. Then it'll be Jacob Peden and Brandon Burgert to follow. Down and in for a ball, 3-2. Jordan Morales, who posted 10 strikeouts Friday night to lead the Spikes past the Black Bears. 7 strong innings on the mound as this liner goes foul third base side. Now a 3-2 count as there was a ball on a fastball low and away in between. The 8th pitch of the at-bat on the way. Here it is, called strike 3. Now, borderline on the outside. Might have nicked the edge, though, and that is the first strikeout for Womble. Womble, across both halves of the season, has made 16 appearances, 8 in a starting role, 0-3 record of 4.1 ERA, and 52 and two-thirds total innings across both halves. 31 runs, 24 earned against him, 61 hits, 44 strikeouts to 21 walks, 6 hit batsmen, and a .286 opponent's batting average. First pitch to Grant Norris, low and away for a ball. Next offering, a fastball down and in for ball two. Top of the eighth inning, 5-3 Spikes, despite being out hit in the game 9-3. Norris is 0-2 with a walk. The pitch swung on, popped up, right side of the infield, now fading into shallow right. Second baseman Eineman makes the catch, with Lucori providing support behind him. Two down. Here's Josh Spiegel, the designated hitter. He is 1-2, a key figure today as he was last night in the Spikes victory. But doing it all at the plate this afternoon as the DH. He's singled in the second inning, hit by a pitch and came in to score on a throwing error, or was ruled a throwing error. Ball simply slipped out of Ryan Graybosch's hand, and Josh able to score from third as a result. He struck out in the sixth inning against Will Karsten. We'll get you the line on Karsten in a moment. 1-0 pitch to Spiegel, taken for a strike. Fastball at 94 over the outer half of the plate. Karsten, the Black Bears reliever, two scoreless innings. He did not allow a hit. He walked one batter. He struck out two. That pitch is low for a ball. Two balls and a strike to Josh Spiegel. Karsten throwing 27 pitches, 16 for strikes. And the 2-1 fouled back to the screen. 2-2 the count. Back home to Medler Field at Lebrano Park for American Heart Association Lifesaver Night on Thursday, sponsored by PSECU, plus Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Tickets are available for that game and all 12 remaining home games on the Spikes 2024 home schedule now at statecollegespikes.com. And the 2-2 to Spiegel fouled away. Count remains the same. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Womble to the plate. Fastball low and away. Actually took something off of it that time, but it's a 3-2 count nevertheless. Four-pack Friday returns as well. As a 3-2 ground right back to Womble, who picks it up off the turf. Throw on to first in time, and the inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the top of the eighth. And Philip Ryan will be back on the mound for the bottom of the eighth as the Spikes look to hang on to a 5-3 lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, 5-3 State College. And Kendall Yule, Ryan Graybosch, and Chris Heineman, the 7-8-9 batters, due up for West Virginia against Spikes righty Philip Bryan. His first pitch of the inning, bounced foul, third base side, 0-1. Late Sunday afternoon here in West Virginia. We got underway at 4:02 today. Bryant delivers the 0-1. Fastball for a strike. Actually, breaking ball, I should say. But a tight break to it over the inner half at 82 miles an hour. 0-2 the count. Almost behaving like a changeup there. The 0-2. Breaking ball low and away this time. One ball and two strikes. More right-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen. There's nobody up in the Spikes pen, though. Chris Scholl went the first 4 1/3 innings. It's been Philip Bryant since then. In line to be the pitcher of record in this game. Regardless of the result. 1-2. Bouncer up the middle to his left. Pound, the shortstop scoops it up. Throw on a first in time. One away. Here's Ryan Graybosch now, the catcher. 2 for 3 today. Doubled and scored in the third inning. Fouled out to first in the fourth. Singled in the fifth.
Ryan Graybosch.
Meanwhile, the right-hander warming up in the West Virginia bullpen is Jack Maruskin. So I am warming up a couple of nights ago, but he never got into the ball game. Ruskin wearing number 99 for the Black Bears. First pitch ball outside to Graybosch from the righty Bryant. Next offering, grounded onto short and off the mid of Pound, but he scoops the ball back up. Throw to first is in time. Nice recovery from TJ. The ball smacked off the left mitt, but he used the bare hand to grab it right back up. Almost as if he had never misplayed the ball at all. Two away. Sun making an appearance here in the early evening here in West Virginia, poking through the clouds, rolling on through down the hills. A lot of greenery past us there. As the West Virginia campus on the other side of the river here. First pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 to Trace Wilhoit, who has checked in to hit here. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half. So Wilhoit taking over for Einemann, certainly for offensive purposes. Wilhoit was the third baseman each of the last two nights. But is 0-for-8 at the plate in this series, and he lifts this one to left field, going back on it. Buford, he's at the wall, and that is gone. That's onto the roof of the ticket office. Just barely got over the 18-foot-high fence there at the ticket office. And it's a solo homer in pinch hit style for Trace Wilhoit. And it's made it a one-run game. Wilhoit's second home run of the season, his 11th RBI, left the yard at 105 miles an hour. It is 375 feet there. The ball went 386. And now, bases empty, two outs, and T.J. Williams at the plate. And the pitch, that's a strike. Slider at the knees, 0-1. Williams is 0-for-2 today, but he has knocked in a pair of runs. He has been caught stealing, and he has walked. He's also struck out. His second RBI came on a ground out in the sixth inning, his last time up against Bryant. Pitch low and away for a ball, the fastball from Phillip. 1-1 the count. 10th hit of the game for West Virginia. Well, the Spikes still leading at the 1-1. That's fouled back to the screen. Spikes have already taken a pair of one-run games in this series. A 2-1 final two nights ago. Last night, 3-2. Now it's 5-4. Well, the Spikes will have the top of the order due up in the ninth. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. That's fouled over the netting behind home and to the concourse. Another dash for the baseball. And we have a winner. And everybody's okay. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. That is fouled down the right field line, tailing toward the grass berm, and actually deflects off the brick wall behind the berm and back onto the field. Still 1-2. That ball will be directed into the first base dugout. David Carpenter will inspect it. Made as if he was going to just throw it right back onto the field. Who knows if that'll make an appearance again at some point. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a high fastball. And that is the second strikeout for Philip Bryant today. It's the fourth strikeout for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. But Trace Wilhoit's pinch hit solo home run here in the eighth has drawn West Virginia within one. Spikes hanging on to a 5-4 lead. They'll look to add some insurance in the ninth when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
New pitcher on the mound for West Virginia as the Spikes will bring the top of the order to the plate here in the ninth inning. Austin Rocaforte, Cooper Hanks, Parker Cadu due up against Jack Maruskin, right-hander out of Rockville, Maryland. Maruskin, the lone member of the second-half Black Bears with previous affiliated experience. He last pitched for the Florida Complex League Orioles, 6'2", 200 pounds. Maruskin making his seventh appearance for the Black Bears, a 1-0 record, a 2.84 ERA, 1-for-2 in save opportunities. In 6 1/3 innings, he has allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 3 hits, 10 strikeouts to 3 walks, 1 hit batsman, a 130 opponent's batting average. He goes strictly from the stretch. His first pitch, 95 for a fastball and a strike on the outer half. And the 0-1 delivery is low and away for ball one. Austin Rocaforte, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a sacrifice bunt today. 5-4 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the ninth. 3 runs in the first, 2 in the 5th for State College. The 0-1, that's a strike. Slider on the inner half of the plate. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count. Ruskin dangles the arm as he leans in for the sign from Ryan Grabosch. And the 1-2. That is low for ball two. Well, with Trace Wilhoit having hit in the ninth inning, he'll take over at third base. His pinch hit homer bringing Black Bears within one. And we'll tell you who the new second baseman is here in just a moment as the 2-2 swung on and missed strike three. So the first strikeout for Maruskin, one gone in the ninth. And at second base, it is Connor McGuire who shifts over from third. Meanwhile, one gone here, and Cooper Hext to the plate. Hext is 0-for-2 with a pair of walks, was robbed by Jeff LaCorey of what would have been at least a two-run base hit, if not more. Diving grab in right field, angling toward the line, coming in on the ball. First pitch strike, 96 on the inner half, 0-1. Well, Maruskin was in the O's organization. He might be getting some more looks here before long, and the 0-1 fastball swung on and missed, 0-2. There's no action in the Spikes bullpen. Phillip Bryant will try to close it out for the Spikes in the ninth. At least that's how it appears. 0-2. Down and away, ball one. Spikes earning their first series victory here since June 2022 with a win last night. Now looking for a three-game sweep. Be the first time for that in a while. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Maruskin. Two down in the top of the ninth. Now Parker Cadu, the batter. 0-for-3 with three stolen bases today, including a steal of home, a delayed double steal in the fifth. That produced the fifth Spikes run. He has also walked and scored two runs. Standing in the left-handed box. First pitch, swung and fouled off the mitt of Grabosch. Strike one. Spikes have been held to three hits today, none since the fourth inning, but nine West Virginia walks and an error, plus a pair of wild pitches helping the State College cause. Black Bears have 10 hits today. The 0-1, high and away for a ball, 1-1. Black Bears in the bottom of the ninth will have Kasten Furr, Jeff LaCorey, and Alex Vergara due up, the 2-3-4 hitters. One ball and one strike. Maruskin to the plate. And Cadu lines this one foul off the berm. First base side rattles and rolls down the grass over to the far side. Further toward the right field line, but it'll just hang out at the bottom of the fence there. Nobody's going to go grab it just yet. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. High and away for ball two. Cam Buford is on deck if Parker reaches here. After this game, it's off to Niles, Ohio for the three-game series with the Scrappers starting tomorrow night at 7:05. Jeremy Neff gets the ball. Officially, it'll be his fourth start. He did pitch three innings, but they don't count because the game got halted in the fourth. Tuesday night at Medler Field at Lebrado Park against Frederick. Pitch down and in, ball three, and the count is full. Base is empty, two outs. Maruskin to the plate. Way high for ball four. And Cadu draws the walk. That one was about halfway up the screen. Maruskin might have got a little too pumped up there, trying to put up Cadu away, and now Cam Buford coming to the plate. 0-for-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out, but he has knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. He has walked, and he has stolen a base. Cadu, potential insurance run on board here. And there he goes on the first pitch. It's a strike on the inner half, and Cadu will slide in safely, and that should be the seventh stolen base tonight for the Spikes. And it is. That's four now for Parker Cadu, and that actually ties the Spikes' single-game record after he tied the single-game hits record 2 weeks ago in Frederick. And the pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Parker Cadu making history by the day for the Spikes. Leads off second. One ball, one strike in scoring position for Cam. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip back to the screen. It's 1-2. Parker. Not going to chance taking third here, I don't believe. Out with Cam Buford still holding a bat in his hands. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. That's low in the turf, blocked by Graybosch. No movement by Parker. Two balls, two strikes. Again, no action in the Spikes bullpen. It's going to be up to Philip Bryant to carry this one home. And if he does, he'll be the winning pitcher today. Cadu breaks on the 2-2, swung on and missed strike three. So Maruskin does strike out the side in the top of the ninth. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Philip Bryant to face Caston Furr, Jeff LaCorey, and Alex Vergara, the 2-3 and 4 hitters for West Virginia, as the Spikes lead it 5-4. Come on back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Philip Bryant looking to finish what would be his longest outing of the season for the Spikes and looking to cap a victory. 5-4 lead for State College as Caston Furr leads it off for West Virginia in the bottom of the ninth, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. And slider to start things off. Furr is 1-for-4 today. And the 1-0 fastball upstairs, ball two. 5 runs, 3 hits, no errors for State College. 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for West Virginia. Spikes looking to sweep this 3-game series. The 2-0 to Furr, a fastball for a strike over the outer half. The previous two wins have also been in 1-run games. Righty-righty matchup, 2-1 count. The pitch, fastball for a strike on the outer half. 2-2. And the pitch. Down and in. Furr lays off. And breaking ball there. And now the count is full, 3-2. Parker Cadu with his 4 stolen bases tonight ties the Spikes record that was previously tied by Brock Wills back on July 11th, final week of the first half. Darren Seferina, the other spike with four, and there's a fly ball left field, but back is the new left fielder, Caleb Hill, and he puts it away for out number one. Defensive replacement at the start of the ninth inning. So Hill makes the grab. Dalen Carraway is warming up just in case Philip Bryant runs into any trouble here in the ninth. Here's Jeff LaCorey, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. LaCorey is 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Bryant sets the 1-0. That's fouled, third base side, 1-1. So it's Hill in left, Hexton center, Rocaforte in right stay the same. Norris at third, Pound entered the game at short in the sixth inning. Cadu at second, ball at first. Knox Preston remains behind the plate. 5-4 State College, bottom of the ninth. 1-1 the count to LaCorey in the pitch. Low and away for a ball with a curveball. 2-1. Bryant comes set. 2-1. Outside for a ball. 3-1. Spikes applying pressure with a running game throughout this one. 7 stolen bases as a team. But now trying to get outs. Needing 2 more in the 3-1 to LaCorey. Up and in for ball 4. So a 1-out walk for LaCorey. Second he has drawn today. The second Bryant has issued. The 6th overall for the Spikes. And the tying run is aboard with 1 out. Alex Vergara, the center fielder, is 1-for-3 with a walk himself. And he stands in the right-handed batter's box now, the center fielder. Cleanup man in the order tonight. Here's the set by Bryant and the pitch. First pitch fastball is a strike taken high in the zone, 0-1. Dalen Carraway has stopped throwing in the State College bullpen. This is going to be up to Philip Bryant. Win, lose, or draw. The pitch. High and away, ball one. There is right-handed action in the Black Bears bullpen as a throw to first gets LaCorey backstanding. A boring chant from the crowd of the throw to first. But just in case there is an overtime tiebreaker inning, there's action for West Virginia. The 1-1 pitch is in tight for a ball, 2-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 2-2. 91 miles an hour on the fastball there. Spikes would also make up ground on Mahoning Valley for second place in the MLB Draft League second half standings with a win today. And the 2-2 to Vergara is swung on, popped up, right center field. Rocaforte, the right fielder, takes charge. He makes the catch. Both he and Hex doffed the caps as they were coming in on the ball. Well, now the Spikes 1 out away. And Connor McGuire, the last hope for West Virginia. McGuire started the game as the third baseman, shifted over to second in the top of this inning. He is 1-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt and a walk. His single in the seventh inning, his last time up. He's reached base twice against Philip Bryant. Throw on to first, and diving back in is LaCorey. Now Bryant doing everything he can to keep LaCorey close at first. LaCorey is 4-for-4 in steal attempts this year. A bouncer goes foul, third base side on the first pitch. And it's 0-1. And Philip Bryant is probably going to throw at least one more time over to first. What he and the Spikes do not want is for the tying run to go into scoring position without a fight. 0-1 the count. The pitch homeward. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And now the conundrum for David Carpenter is, do you even bother? Knox Preston has thrown out both would-be base stealers today for West Virginia. Two strikes, two outs. Bryant sets. Phillip delivers. Oh, that just barely missed. The slider down low. 1-2 the count. That was borderline. Bryant back at it. Now the 1-2. Slider fouled away, first base side. Count remains the same. Spikes up one. Runner on first is LaCorey, two outs. The count, 1-2. McGuire at the plate. The pitch popped up right side of the infield. Cadu calling for it. The second baseman posted underneath it, makes the two-handed grab. Phillip Bryant to a knee, points upstairs, and the State College Spikes complete a sweep of this three-game series here in West Virginia, hanging on for their third consecutive one-run win. The final today, 5-4. Despite being held to just three hits and being out-hit in the game 10-3, another strong pitching effort from Chris Scholl and Phillip Bryant, who will get the win. Timely hitting and also a lot of running. Seven steals all told for the Spikes in seven attempts, including a Spikes record-tying four for Parker Cadu that included a steal of home as well. Once again, the final, State College 5, West Virginia 4. We'll wrap things up from Kendrick Family Ballpark right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Just for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the State College Spikes hang on to capture their third consecutive one-run victory and sweep this series at Kendrick Family Ballpark this weekend. The final today, the Spikes 5, the West Virginia Black Bears 4. Your final line score for today, State College 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors, 8 runners left on base. For West Virginia, 4 runs on 10 hits, over triple the amount the Spikes had, but one error, which was costly, and we'll get into the other reasons why in a moment. 10 runners left on base for the Black Bears. Phillip Bryant goes the last 4 2/3 innings to earn the win. His first as a Spike, he's now 1-3 on the season. Eric McAtee started and went 5 innings, allowing all 5 Spikes runs, 3 earned. He goes to 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours and 4 minutes here tonight at Kendrick Family Ballpark. So some of the other reasons the Spikes able to win, 7-for-7 on the base paths, including a perfect 4-for-4 outing for Parker Cadu, tying Darren Seferina and Brock Wills, who accomplished this feat just a few weeks ago, for the most stolen bases in a single game in Spikes history. Now, Wills, of course, had 5 attempts and stole 4 bases, but Cadu, like Seferina, a perfect 4-for-4 that included a steal of home plate in the 5th inning as part of a delayed double steal, and also 10 walks drawn by the Spikes in this game as well, to just 7 strikeouts. So even though only 3 hits, they still were able to generate offense, had opportunities for even more runs throughout the game as well, but so did the Black Bears. And Phillip Ryan, along with starter Chris Scholl, who made his longest and best outing as a Spike, held the Black Bears at bay just when they needed it the most. Bryant also making his longest and best outing as a Spike, so he gets the win, having pitched more innings. And the time of the game, again, 3 hours and 4 minutes today here at Kendrick Family Ballpark. But the Spikes now 12-10 for the second half. They move to within 3.5 games of first place Trenton, and they are now just a game and a half back of Mahoning Valley for second place. And the Spikes will visit the Scrappers for 3 games starting tomorrow night. 7:05 matchups all 3 nights, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday at Eastwood Field, with Jeremy Neff, the left-hander who has been the stud of the Spikes starting rotation so far this season, making officially his 4th start of the year, although it will be his 5th in total. The 4th one, though, does not count last week, in which he threw 3 innings. He struck out 7 batters, did allow 4 runs, but those all got washed out by the rain. And so Neff will officially make his 4th start tomorrow night at 7:05. Mahoning Valley's rotation not yet divulged, but we will bring it to you as soon as we know it. And then, of course, after those 3 games at Eastwood Field, Spikes will be back home for a 4-game series against these same West Virginia Black Bears at Medler Field at Lebrano Park starting on Thursday. 6:35 games all 4 nights, Thursday through Sunday. including American Heart Association, Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, on a dollar beer night at Thirsty Thursday, four-pack Friday coming back, fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Saturday, and then on Sunday, next Sunday, Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, along with a Sunday fun day and the grand finale of baseball bingo. Up to 10 more winners added onto the rest of the baseball bingo winners from throughout the season at every Sunday home game. And one winner will be selected for the ultimate baseball bingo grand prize, a 2025 Spikes season ticket. So all that taking place this coming weekend. Make it a long weekend to the ballpark with us. 6:35 games all four nights. Tickets are available now, as well as the full list of promotions for all 12 remaining Spikes home games at statecollegespikes.com. You can also visit the Spikes ticket office in person or call 814-272-1711. The ticket office will be available in person and by phone 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 5 on Tuesday, 9 to 5 on Wednesday, then 9 a.m. to the end of the game Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. to the end of the game this coming Saturday and Sunday. The final once again here at Kendrick Family Ballpark, State College completing the three-game sweep with 5 runs to West Virginia's 4. The Spikes with 3 consecutive one-run victories to sweep this series, and they'll be back at it tomorrow at 7:05. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.